One of the current mantras is that we need more women in computing. In fact, you'd be forgiven for believing that the answer to life, the universe and everything is to have more women in computing. Well, I beg to differ. I've covered before the toxicity of women's behaviour in the workplace. Companies and the men who built them open themselves up to a multitude of liabilities when women are employed, because women expect the workplace and everyone in it to adapt to them. And the men do what they're told by these women because they have no capacity to do anything else. Men have not demonstrated a capacity to say no to women, and so essentially, women demand and men deliver. Men don't exactly capitulate to any and every female dictate, because in order for it to be called capitulation or surrender, there needs to have been some resistance in the first place. But such resistance from men to female supremacy doesn't exist. Whatever a woman wants, or says that she wants, or whatever any organisation which claims to speak for women say women want, men rush to accommodate. And it's one of the few behaviours common amongst men that men should genuinely be ashamed of. Men are stupid in this regard. Attempting to cater to women feeling offended by anything and everything masculine is feeding a beast whose hunger can never be sated and is the height of idiocy. Yet men are lining up offering pounds of their own flesh, thinking that if they just bend over backwards a little further, women will be satisfied enough to actually get on with the work they claim to be interested in. And so we come to Dongle-gate, which is a sequel to a previous example of toxic female behaviour called Elevator-gate. This woman at the PyCon conference was absolutely wrong to have behaved in the way she did, but she was also absolutely predictable. Indeed, her behaviour is not even the issue. Water's wet, the sky is blue, and women complain without justification. We must accept this as a given. It's the male response that's at issue. It's the default subservience in the behaviour of men that needlessly enables this feature of female behaviour, which seeks to derail the business agenda. These men love what they do, and the job comes first. Their work ethic and intellect can't be faulted. The stupidity arises when they think that the women who come into the field are the same as them. Almost to a woman, they are not, and more men over time will pay the price of learning that the woman sitting next to him at some technology conference, or in the elevator with him, is a victim first, a victim second, and a victim third. The technology may not even be on her radar. Men already endure edicts at these conventions in order to accommodate the victimhood women claim to feel at every turn. So what happens now? Perhaps a new edict on male behaviour comes down regarding the dongle non-incident. It might read, "Don't upset women by sharing any private jokes that they might eavesdrop on." So what do men do at the next conference? Do they strike up a conversation with a female delegate? Or talk anywhere near her? Is that a good idea? No. So they would hopefully use their brains and chat to someone who won't get them fired, well away from any women. And what will the women do when they notice this avoidance behaviour? Why, they'll tweet about it, using technology created and maintained by men to say how unfriendly these guys are. So of course, the conference organisers, in their efforts to be subservient to a degree that even a slave would sneer at, will announce new edicts instructing male delegates to be more friendly to female delegates, or else. So at the next conference, men will capitulate once more and be much more friendly to the women they meet, right up until the next incident where a woman feels crowded and complains. She'll then use that same technology, created and maintained by men, to attack men once more. And the edict will come down again from the good men to all the bad men that they want to change. And then it's rinse and repeat. Forever. No edict has ever been made to make other men feel more comfortable at conventions, simply because men are not there to have their needs attended to. They're there to focus on the business at hand. But women find themselves incapable of leaving their sex off the table. The focus must be on them, all the time, everywhere, without exception, forever. Anything else is sexism against women, perpetrated by misogynists. And in case any men are wondering who we're talking about, the misogynist is you. Few women anywhere seem capable of focusing on anything at all except their womanhood. That's why even the most successful women seem to spend the majority of their PR work addressing issues that are at best irrelevant to their business. For example, more women are needed in technology. I maintain that we need more women in technology the same way we need more white sprinters in 100 meters, but that's for another film. The question is, what do the men do in reaction to women choosing to make a tech conference more about her feelings than the technology? Well, men make it about her feelings, of course. That's the real story here. A man was sacked by other men at a conference focusing on technology for words he used talking to another man who was also there to focus on the technology. Adria Richards did not get the man sacked. Other men got the man sacked by placing the glory of womanhood above all else. Even when that woman's behaviour was clearly unjustified and toxic, it didn't matter. A woman complained and men attended to that complaint. not capitulation, but rather utter subservience to the twin gods of women and feminism, which have, let's be honest, now morphed into the same entity. As usual, it's men fighting to be labelled as the good man, and throwing other men under the bus in order to attain this accolade from women who, when all is said and done, will simply find some other way that men are bad, and complain regardless. Men need to wake up to the salient point. The only thing special and innovative that women are bringing to these conferences are career-ending liabilities. Of course, men will still do what they always do, and will work in any way they're told. It's not a choice for them, it's a requirement both internal and external in nature. Men will keep working, and women will keep complaining, and using male technology to do that complaining. Every website, every tweet, every Facebook update, every email and every blog post or complaint made by women is enabled by male technology. Indeed, we might describe technological progress made near exclusively by men as being the pursuit of ever more sophisticated ways to enable women to complain about men. The phone enables women to complain to other women more easily. Websites enable women to billboard their complaints. Twitter has enabled women to complain to the world. I wonder how the next advance in technology will enable female complaint. When some woman makes a stink about the next non-incident that she finds offensive, I wonder what new ways men will find to attack other men and debase themselves to attend to those complaints. I've got my popcorn ready to go. Should be interesting to see.